Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back to 17 Questions, the brand new podcast featuring some of your favorite voices answering 17 random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. Can you tell us your name and a little bit about yourself?
I'm Bruce Daisley. I actually work day job at Twitter. I run Europe for Twitter, and I've just published a book called The Joy of Work.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've bought?
I had a custom Muppet made of my partner. And if you go onto Etsy, there's some people who do marvellous things with felt. And it really looks like her as well.
What's some insider knowledge that only people in your line of work have?
That things in technology are a lot harder than you think. You know, a lot of people often say with regard to Twitter, you could just sort that out tomorrow. And let me tell you, I've sat in rooms where people have been trying to work out those things, and they're a lot harder to solve than you think. So it's very easy to have simple answers for complicated questions, but they're often wrong.
If you owned a restaurant, what kind of food would you serve?
It would serve fish tacos, extra spicy.
What's the most interesting documentary you've ever watched?
Yeah, when I go online, I always search documentaries, but probably the thing, I love documentaries that are sort of moving as well as interesting. I loved, a few years ago, a documentary about basketball, two aspiring basketball kids called Hoop Dreams, who had never been especially interested in basketball until I watched that, and then I became obsessed with it.
What question would you like to ask a time traveller from 200 years in the future?
I've become increasingly obsessed and militant about climate change in the last few years. I used to collect for Greenpeace when I was a teenager, and I get very angry thinking about how badly Greenpeace are running climate change protests and things. But I'd love to know if we solved climate change. I suspect if we didn't, there's probably not going to be many time travellers in 200 years, but that's what I'd ask them.
What have you eaten so much of that now you hate it?
I went on holiday to China, and they have this dish, and I know, like, anyone says tofu, your first thing is to say, God, that's disgusting. But actually, they've got this dish in China called Mapo Tofu, and it isn't disgusting, you believe me. And I've eaten so much of this Mapo Tofu that is violently spicy. It's almost ridiculously spicy, like you need an asbestos tongue. And I've eaten a lot of that. I maybe need to calm that down a bit.
What topic could you spend hours talking about?
I start my day, which maybe isn't the sort of the best recipe for mental health. I start my day listening to 2 hours of podcasts on American politics, and I'm obsessed with American politics. And the only issue is I listen to these podcasts at 1.8 speed. So I basically download about 3 hours of content of the state of broken politics in America every day, which I'm convinced probably isn't the most zen way to start your day.
Where do you get your news?
Apart from, like, the daily download of all these podcasts every day, I do get most of my news on Twitter.
What's the most embarrassing story from your childhood?
I remember when I was, like, in my first junior school, and I had a bathroom accident in the playground. And this was, like, quite a voluminous package that had been delivered to my underwear. And I found myself trying to lean against the school railings so that it would be outside the railing. And I've just got this vivid image of 100 heads sticking their head through the school railing to observe what I'd had delivered. Wasn't very good.
Think of a brand. Now, what would an honest slogan for that brand be?
I always like the people in John Lewis. They always seem nice people. So that would be my slogan. John Lewis, genuinely nice people.
What's the most amazing place in nature you've been?
I went to Iguazu Falls, which is sort of half in Brazil, half in Argentina. That was nice. There's a strange thing, actually. They say that people who don't like being in upstairs bedrooms in hotels often have a fear that in sleep they're going to jump out of the hotel window, and that's why like they get scared. Not that they can't have a balcony, but they're scared that the nighttime version of them will do something that the daytime version didn't want them to do. And I really had that. Look, overlooking these falls that are like 50 stories high, and part of you is like, jump. Like, part of me was like, what would happen if I jumped now? Like, get away from the edge, Bruce. This is dangerous.
What brand are you most loyal to?
The Guardian newspaper, I guess.
What pointless superpower would you like to have?
Sort of mega hearing. I'd love the ability to hear just everything that people are saying. And it'd be pretty useless, and I suspect it'd drive you crazy. And it might be annoying when you're going to bed. I already hear water dripping everywhere around my bedroom. But mega hearing would be pretty good.
What's the best business book you've read?
The Joy of Work by Bruce Daisley. 30 ways to improve your work culture and rediscover the joy of your work again.
What's the most annoying thing about the social media platform you use most often?
I mean, I use Twitter. I work there. And I just spend a long time on it. I enjoy it, but it probably means that I go to bed at least half an hour later than I should every night.
Can you tell us about something that you're working on at the moment?
I do this podcast on work culture, and I'm always desperately trying to get cool guests. And I always feel like I'm on the verge of landing some really good ones. So I'm sort of close to getting people like Darren Brown and Sadiq Khan. And the fact that I've mentioned them probably means they won't come on now. Well, thank you for listening to 17 Questions with me, Bruce Daisley.
Thank you for listening to 17 Questions. If you love this episode, please subscribe, share, and give us a good rating wherever you download your podcast. Before you go, if you have any questions you'd love to hear a guest answer, tweet us or drop us a message at 17 Questions across all social. See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.